Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Hey, yes, welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. Yes, Alan T here with you for the next hour, and we got a great, great feature this week. Now, last week we started off with High Fidelity, a film that was made in 2000. This week we're going to go back to the 70s, 1973 to be precise, with American Graffiti, and we all remember this film. It was co-written and directed by George Lucas, and it starred future major names such as Richard Dreyfuss, Ron Howard, Harrison Ford, and to bring the powerful radio influence into our show today, the voice of Wolfman Jack, America's foremost DJ of the 60s. Well, he appears on a number of tracks, but we're going to sort of actually open up with a clip from the film when he meets one of the characters played by Richard Dreyfuss, who walks into a studio and, we'll let the clip do the talking.
Are you the Wolfman?
No, man, I'm not the Wolfman. Wait a minute.
Who is this on the Wolfman telephone?
Diane.
How you doing, Diane?
It's the Wolfman.
Do you love me?
He's on tape. The man is on tape.
Say you love me.
Well, where is he now? I mean, where does he work?
The Wolfman is everywhere.
Where?
Well, I gotta give him this note.
Yes.
Can I whip on your Wolfman?
Here, let me see the note. Well, that's just a dedication, man. What I can do is I relay it. It'll be on tomorrow or Tuesday.
No. See, this is very important. You see, I may be leaving town tomorrow, and it's very important that I... Damn it, that I reach this girl right now.
You don't know whether you're going to leave town or not?
Well, I'm supposed to go to college back east tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to go. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Have a popsicle.
No,
huh?
No, thanks.
Sit down a minute. It's early in the morning.
Damn.
I can't talk for the Wolfman, but I can tell you one thing. If the Wolfman was here, he'd say, get your ass in gear. The Wolfman comes in here occasionally, bringing tapes, you know, to check up on me and whatnot. I tell you what, if I can possibly do it tonight, I'll try to relay this dedication in and get it on the air for you later on.
That would be terrific. Really. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am.
Rock on, baby. We gonna do it right here. Rock and roll yourself to death.
opening with the Crest from 1958. That is 16 Candles. You're listening to The Director's Cut with me, Alan T. And this week it's American Graffiti as we continue the great music. Well, set in Modesto in California, the film tells the story of a group of teenagers and their adventures over the course of a single night. It's a portrait of the culture of American cruising, social activity that is distinguished from regular driving by the social and recreational nature of the activity, which is characterized by an impulsively random course, often aimless. Yes, they just drive down the street and sort of lean out the windows and talk to each other. Well, it was considered an expression of freedom when possessing a driver's license, the emergence of rock and roll and its impact on the baby boom generation. Let's move on with great music from the film. This is Del Shannon, and you'll know this one, Runaway.
Falling in love.
Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, 1956. Yes, some of these tracks go way, way back into the mid-50s. And, well, we've got a great, great selection. I think you must know the album, American Graffiti. In fact, there were two albums that came out because there was so much music in it. And, of course, we cannot get it all into one show, but we've picked the ones we think you want to hear. Well, the genesis of American Graffiti occurred in Lucas's adolescence in the early 1960s in Modesto. The concept was not financially successful, but he found the favorite in Universal Pictures after all the other major film studios rejected it. We continue now with the music from American Graffiti. This is, well, it needs no real introduction, of course.
Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday I'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day. Thank you.
1959, the sound of Buster Brown here in the soundtrack of American Graffiti. Fannie Mae is the title. You're listening to The Director's Cut. I'm Alan T, and this is Talk Radio Europe. Thanks for joining us here every Saturday at 7 p.m. and repeated Friday at the same time. Let's continue now with Danny and the Juniors from 1957, and I think they're already there.
When you're chicken at the hop, do the dance sensations that are sweeping the nation at the hop. Let's go to the hop. Let's go to the hop. Let's go to the hop.
Oh baby,
let's go to the hop. Come on, let's go to the hop. Well, you can swing it, you can do it, you can really start to move it at the hop. Where the jockey is the smoothest and the music is the coolest at the hop. All the cats and the chicks gonna get their kicks at the hop.
Let's go!
Let's go to the hop. 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 Come on. Let's go to the hop. Let's go! So when you're chicken at the hop, do the dance sensations that'll sweep the nation at the hop. You can swing it, you can do it, but you can really start to move it at the hop. Where the jockey is the smoothest and the music is the coolest at the hop. All the cats and the chicks gonna get their kicks at the hop. Let's go!
This is Talk Radio Europe.
Alan T. on the Director's Cut.
You down the joy so bad.
The Cleftones and She's So Fine. That was originally going to be recorded, I thought, by Flash Cadillac or featured in the movie, but you cannot get that actually on the albums for some reason. This is Talk Radio. Alan T here with you with the director's cut here this weekend evening. I hope you're enjoying your weekend. Let's have some more music. It's music all the way. Here are the Diamonds. This is The Stroll. This is the director's cut. We're featuring the movie American Graffiti, one of the all-time greats. And in fact, it was regarded as really, I suppose you can say, the beginning of the blockbusters. Well, it was premiered on August the 2nd, 1973 at Locarno International Film Festival in Switzerland, of all places, and on August the 11th, 1973 in the United States. Well, the film was critically and commercially successful and received five Oscar nominations, including Best Original Screenplay, Best Director and Best Film. With a budget of $777,000, it doesn't seem much today, it's become one of the most profitable films of all time. Well, let's continue now. And of course, one of the things about American teen society is that they really make a big thing about their summers. You know, they break up for summer. And of course, sometimes what happens is that their girlfriends sort of go away with the parents. And they've got to wait until September comes around before they can meet up again. And this is one thing that does happen.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
Summer vacation is taking you away. till I'll be with you, counting the hours and the minutes to
have a good.
September. There you go. The tempo is from 1959 from the film American Graffiti. Hear the Skyliners and that great sound, Since I Don't Have You. The movie American Graffiti, The Skyliners, Since I Don't Have You. This is TRE Talk Radio with you, me, Alan T, with the director's cut. Well, in 1995, the Library of Congress of the United States considered the film to be culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant and selected it for preservation in the National Film Registry. Well, the music from the film, of course, is also, culturally, historically, and aesthetically significant as well. The film wouldn't have been complete without this man. Yeah, it's the Big Bopper.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a pony. So funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long neck goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
What's that, baby? But until he lays that pretty face, that a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big eyed girl. It make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long necked goose, or like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8, and don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low. Big-eyed girl, make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like!
Is it Alan?
Alan! Oh, Alan! Alan!
Now, here comes the music. Name at the time, that is Mark Denning and the sound of Teen Angel from 1959. Now, one of the earliest tracks featured in the film is from our next artist, Sonny Till and the Orioles. This is Crying in the Chapel. Oh my gosh.
You saw me crying in the chapel. Pray.
Chapel and the Orioles. This is Talk Radio. Alan T here with you on the Director's Cut this week, and it's the American Graffiti. We continue now. Wow, the heartbeats.
You're a thousand miles away, but I still have your love to remember you by. Dry your eyes. Daddy's coming home soon. On my knees every day, all I do is pray, baby, just for you. Always want me to. Daddy's coming home soon. It may be on a Sunday morning. It may be on a Tuesday afternoon. Business to get home soon.
Example of the kind of music at the time. We're featuring music from the film American Graffiti, and I do hope you're enjoying it. And this hour is, of course, dedicated to great, great music, as each weekend I'll bring you the Director's Cut. And next week, I've got a bit of a surprise. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. This is the sound of the Cleftones again from 1961. This is Heart and Soul, where we've got a few more to go before the top of the hour. You're listening to TRE Talk Radio with yours truly, Alan T, back here in the seat, or the hot seat, or the cold seat, or whatever you want to call it. Hope you enjoy the music.
Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
TRE, your voice in Spain.
This summer, come and join UB40 featuring Ali Campbell on the 6th of August. All their big songs. All them classics. For more information, call 626-303434 or go to rocklounge.com. UB40 featuring Ali Campbell live 6th of August at the Marbella Arena. Used to be the Portobello's Ballroom. See you there.
This is TRE.
TRE.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Just a few more to go here on the programme, and we continue now from 1955, and you'll recognise this one straight away. It's The Platters.
Only you can make all this world seem right. Only you can make the darkness bright. Only
ooh.
lots of close harmonies there with the Platters and Only You and You Alone. I think you might recognise the intro to this one here on TRE if you listen to the daytime programmes on the station.
Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Can't get right. Well, I hate to leave you, babe. Don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. One kiss in the clock, and I'll be going. You know I hate to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave.
The Spaniels and good night. It's time to go. And there's a little sort of tribute there. And say hi to Selena from me, Alan T. Well, along with other films from the new Hollywood era, American Graffiti is often quoted for helping to give birth to the blockbuster. The film's box office success turned George Lucas into an instant millionaire. Just the beginning. He gave an amount of the film's profits to Haskell Wexler for his visual consulting help during filming and to Wolfman Jack for inspiration. Lucas's net worth was around $4 million then, and he set aside an independent fund of $300,000 for his future Star Wars project. And the rest, of course, has become movie magic, or even movie history. Here are the Beach Boys. It's All Summer Long.
Yeah.
The Beach Boys from 1964 and All Summer Long, as of course was really what it was like in the film itself. It was All Summer Long, great times, cruising up and down the main street. This has been American Graffiti on the Director's Cut this week. I hope you enjoyed the music. Thanks so much indeed for your company. And they're going to go out with the sound of, well, you recognise this, I'm sure. They are Booker T and the MGs from 1962, this first came out, taking us out of this week's edition of the Director's Cut. Have a great weekend and see you next time.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.